Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
We pray in the name of Jesus and rebuking the enemy's attempt in the name of Jesus. But we ask that the heavens will open for your people. We pray for our brothers and sisters that are coming on their way. We ask for your journey mercies. I use the opportunity to celebrate with everybody who is celebrating. And ask in the name of Jesus that your hand of blessing will breathe a life, eternal life, abundant life, life abundance on us. Let a Christ kind of life come upon your people. Let them know that we are living in evil days. Yeah. Bring your church to the place of agency. Let your church know this is not party time. This is not fun. These are not times of exuberance and excitement and enthusiasm. These are dangerous moments. Your expectation for the church is enormously extreme. The cloud of witnesses are watching. We have a duty and a responsibility to live beyond the threshold as your children. You have placed a responsibility on the church. Every Christian here has a divine duty. Souls are perishing. And that we cannot have church as usual. We should be concerned, Father, when people don't come into your presence and be in the beer bars and in the prostitution joints and all that. When we stand here, we should be concerned, Heavenly Father. We should not be thinking of our own breakthrough only, but the breakthrough of others, we pray. Let your hand of blessing be on tonight's meeting. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Come on. Give them glory. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. I'm excited to see you. We give God the glory. Good evening to all of you. Thank you very much. Say amen. Amen. It's good to see you. Let me please. I see your smile. Thank you. It's good to see you. Whilst people are alive, I think that last week I was talking to you about when the people are alive, don't take them for granted. Visit them, love them, send them gifts, pray for them, encourage them, send them love. Don't, you know, wait until people are no more and you write useless tributes which they do not hear. And oftentimes they do not read. You know, the funeral brochure is a very expensive part of the funeral. Yeah, you know, people do not know, but that is one expensive cost of the funeral. I mean, to have a standard brochure just for like 16, 22, 21 pages, you know, you are within the sphere of 3,000 Ghana cedis. But if you want to have an intermediary something, full color, something very nice, you know, that is going between 40, 48, 47 pages, then you are running around 8,000 Ghana cedis. Then when you want to join the big boys, you know, nice funeral brochure, then you are talking about 12,000 Ghana cedis. And then when you want to be with the premier people, that is 40,000 Ghana cedis. Yeah, 40,000 Ghana cedis just for a book that is not speaking reality. Seriously. It's not actually, it is not speaking reality. What the book is not talking reality at all. One funeral, I was shocked. The preacher, shocked. I have never heard anything like that in my life. He said on the pulpit, everything they said here, I am sorry to lie, it is not real. Hey, I was shocked. as a matter of fact, when I look at the barrage of ministers that were there, and the preacher said, I am sorry to lie. I'm sorry to say, I'm sorry I cannot lie, that everything they said was not real. Wow. Hey. So, it means that we spend money printing lies. The tribute to the it's a lie. Daddy, when I remember your smiles, when me came, whoop up, we know when it tear the one was. Yeah, but you know what I'm doing, tears here. When it tear the one was once, I ran to you, yeah, we didn't achieve whoop up as a sign. We say, a one, a beco. Now I am a son talker. We're in the near film. We are said the best dad in the world. Hallelujah. Say amen. What's your standing? I would love us to read our foundation scripture. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Christ is the only reason why we come. Christ is the only reason why you are born again. Pastor Steve, you didn't get born again because of me or for me. As a matter of fact, you didn't do it for your wife, your children. It is a personal thing. This is after all, it's a personal thing. It's a very personal thing. Salvation is personal. Can you say that with me? Salvation is personal. Say it one more time. Salvation is personal. Say it for the last time. It's been a while I saw the lady. Or am I? Is that true? It's been a while I saw it. Salvation is personal. Yeah. God will never say that because Kofi Odro, let me consider his children. As a matter of fact, I've even heard a prayer like that. May the Lord consider you because of your father. Really? I am going to tell my children, leave anyhow. You are on my account. You are on my ticket. You are on my ticket. Hallelujah. I heard stories yesterday evening till today. Then has made me to appreciate God too much. You know, when you have children who are Christians, that's a blessing. I mean, you are a Christian, but if your children are Christians, that is a blessing. Are there any teachers here? You are a teacher. Professional teacher. Anybody who teaches? Oh, Pastor Steve, you are a teacher. You are an instructor. You are a music instructor, professional music instructor. You know, you hold a Bachelor of Arts, in music from UCC. Correct. You know, you are an instructor. You tutor children. But when you look at the age, emofrani bi aseya, it shocks. It's a shocking thing. When you look at that age, that a little boy has already tasted sex. It's a dangerous thing. As we are in church fighting against each other. Petty fighting. And these children are getting out of hands. And so the gospel cannot sit in the rooms. And we cannot have church as usual. When I look at young girls. Ninufu kura mo boy. Oh boy. I had a story. It broke my heart. Yesterday evening. A father told me something. He said, my daughter went to school. Just 1 month, you and your boy. Wow. Omo kochi boy ne so ofa abofra no school classroom at break time. When the child found out that she's been caught, she said to the person who caught them, come and have sex with me also, so that you don't tell it. A little girl of 14 years is bribing with sex. Now, when I hear things like that, it really tells me that I have work to do as an end time prophet. You know, this is not the time to debate nonsense. This is not the time to debate doctrines. I don't have time. This is why I don't have patience. When people want to talk like, yeah, the end, yeah, the end. No, I don't want to hear it. Ubi ya di enye. Christo di enye mkwane ye. Yemfano ni yemfanante. Ubi ya di enye, papa. Christo di enye. Christo di enye. Die Christo chile eno. You know, mwishame na mwishame. Mwishame na mwishame. Mejo mebremi wasi kumem. Na mwubenya humi yama mkra. Enum kwa. This is the gospel. And this is what, I mean, Jesus said, I will save you and your house. Salvation is not just for you. It comes to you and your household. He is after you and your uncles and your aunties and the witches in your family. He is after all of them. Yeah. We bush in a penny, bosom zoom, you know, Christ, you know, this is it. You know, I think that you should take time and go to your hometown and preach Christ to your people. Serious. Let a salvation message go there. Because some of the things that your people do, seriously. Somebody died. We attended a funeral. I was supposed to preach at the memorial service. The family started misbehaving. Said the person is from royal family, find a good thing and all that. There are rituals to be done. What rituals? I'm afraid. Do your rituals. When you finish, go and bury it. Or no, we are afraid. Mrs. San Skakoko Boto. Yeah, the good ship from near the call. And look at how we are struggling. Look at how we are struggling. It's not becoming a comfort tonight. It drug well is man of me, I did drew me tonight. So I pay my money, I comfort tonight, baby, tonight, anymore. Me nini pebi tonight, I'm here. Tell me, when you may be a ini pebi, baby, you move free, need me, my own, and me, too, sir. I was on some man, Cassan. Because could be, I said, when I went to the village and I saw the chief, we were negotiating a land. And then the chief was telling me that idol worship have really brought them poverty. I'm saying I'm not afraid anyway, you know. But therefore, they are moving because abosunsum di enye wuhiyankuwa ne debeba. The M be yeno. But therefore, you will be shocked. Ebe yonguwa so da ya pasu nyobiya. Nobody will help you, Nana. Pejamu. Ubi bo him fi asisi uti asimi mumpaye. U penshira o defo ti di ameka no. Nyaminen semu ishira nkwa ne edi pa defo. O bread me febi nka. Really, if you want to be blessed, hear godly counsel. Say a good amen. We are not imposing any white man's religion on anybody. We are bringing you life eternal. Eternal life. Say a good amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I put up the scripture, Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. What's happening to your phones? You know, you keep changing. Everything good? That's what it is. It's fine. Take it to yourself. At least today is Sunday. You couldn't give me this, so it's fine. I will take it like that. Tree no hoddy, and then on so call. Tree no call. And yeah, one man italize. It's fine. It's fine. Whichever, my boy, I like it. The Bible said, take it to yourself. That word take it means be careful. Maybe let's read it in different versions and possibly let's see how it may bring it up. I have limited time. Let me make good use of it. The Bible said, be on your guard. Put it in another version. In this one, he is saying, be on your guard. Another version, this one says clearly, be careful. This is what I'm looking for. Be careful. Or your heart will be weighed down. Oh, weighed down, yes, is it here? Heart to know you're weighed down. Down! Down. I grab a Google station. Three cities. Every day for 26 days. Calculation now. Be careful. Me see BB, but one here, I'll be jealous. I'm not joking. I'm preaching salvation. It's not enough. You know, here. Do you hear me so far? I'm not here. The ebana no odin siesie ho ne ba boso fi se when yami ni mo wan any dia God knows him that are his. Yeah, when yami wo ba hwe ni dia bi ani wa wa yew da dia na ni mbegu ase. First Timothy chapter number 2 verse number 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse number 19. Timothy mama etosu bi enu etem enu imu a eye edun kro. The Bible said nevertheless God's put it in GNT King James version. That's right. The Bible said nevertheless the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal, the Lord knows them that are his. O nyame nim wo mo ene dia ye ba sori na he nyame nim ne dia wo serious. God knows them that are his. Diane, I'm telling you, if you are not God, he knows it. You can sing heaven down. Winye nyame dia nyame nim. Ukura winim. Ukura no. Winim. Kado yu ewe menim. Where should be out here? Come on. But, say, eye, engosira wum, adum wum, nyame hum hum te chile, enye yeni ebeka, nyame nim na wunshu nim. It's the truth. Yeah, the truth. Let me tell you, you can sing and you don't know Christ. You can sing and Christ is not in you. You can act. You see, I was sad the other day hearing a gospel musician using a fake voice, talking rubbish in a song. See, when you are coming to church right now, you see these lovely people? They are ushers. Or protocol people. Let me use the word usher so you can understand my illustration. Or you may be seated. I think I'm keeping you long. Yeah, you may be seated. Thank you very much. Say amen. Amen. You're looking beautiful and amazing. Amen. Clap for yourselves as we build up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody say usher. Usher. Good. The ushers, what they do is that they usher us to our seats. In administration was a move of God and the Spirit of God, the anointing of God, comes upon the ecclesia or the church. They assist you and help you in God's presence. In other words, they are facilitators or helpers in God's presence. Same as gospel musicians. We are ushers. We write a song and we are ushering everybody to sing the song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. The songwriter is an usher who ushers you into the presence of God. The preacher is an usher. When I stand here as an end time prophet and I'm speaking the mind of the Lord, I am ushering God's people into his presence. Amen. Therefore, anything I do becomes a trend. Say amen.
Amen.
Every young preacher in this church will love to preach like me.
Yes, sir.
If I preach and I put my handkerchief at my back, and yes, tie, and yes, imagine, I just want it handy around me so that when I'm sweating, I'm not going to look for it. It's just by me. But I can see every young man trying to do it. They don't know why I do it, but they love my flair, my style, and all. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. It's cofidrolic. It's cofidrolic. Now, that is why I don't want to follow wrong trends. Because whatever I do, the young people will copy. If I beat my wife, they will beat their wives. If I divorce my wife, they will divorce their wives. If I divorce and remarry, they will divorce and remarry. So actually, bonnie, because as the preacher, the leader, the pastor, you are an example. The people are following your trend. Oh, you can clap your hands. You can clap your hands. One tell you, everybody sitting here, let me say this clearly. I don't support divorce because it's God's word. If a person is in an abusive relationship, we have a method of dealing with it. We have a method. Mobile Amawari second wife. That's a sign. The sign is also a sign. Yeah. My second wife. You know, there are actually bonnie. For example, you can hear a preacher talking very bad about his wife. I'm hearing it. I have all kinds of cases. You can hear a husband talking very evil about his wife. That is not Christianity. Then you are going to learn the right course. Young people are going to marry and stay married. Who told you that marriage works automatically? Who told you? You have to work at it. Who said me and Dede we automatically and it has been like this? Who said so? But because we have become examples to you, yem pese enam yen yeso na wo etu hintidia. Therefore, we are living a life in Christ. We are not only preaching; our life is word. Ya brabo ankasa ya semno. Yeah, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1. Yeah. 1 Peter 3 verse number 1. The Bible said that you didn't know abrabopa. Abrabopa. Likewise, wives be submissive or subjection should be in subjection to their own husbands. That if anybody does not obey the word, if anybody, put this in a different version. If anybody, the Bible said here, you know, the same goes for you wives. Be good wives for your husbands, responsive to their needs. Yeah. There are husbands who indifferent as they are to any words about God, will be captivated. In other words, the husbands are going to look at the life of the wife and is going to learn or are going to be captivated, affected by it. Because the baby are captivated. will be anywhere award now. Me who be being in Kaikura, best of 20 years coming, who's will be that? I'm saying, I will be my cross, so the BOB, I'm saying, hey, if he does war, pass, could you do a preaching will be them in TV?
Asamoah eba no e champagne a ye bo
it is said the wuti play mu na play ne wo so we are the ender
ah uncomfortable and smooth oh
I travel one trip it was a very crazy trip 4 hours we were in turbulence me who be that normally turbulence will be like 20 minutes 10 minutes is over and then intermittently it will come this one 4 hours. You know, they stopped serving food for 4 hours. Giddy, 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 giddy. And you want me to slow play, you know. Everybody here. Yes, here. Everybody here. Yeah, I didn't play much. And I see you. I didn't remember catching me, ma'am. I said, we didn't play much. I'm not from where we team. I'm not from where. It's how. What prayer with him? One prayer with him. The and enjoy. That's what I'm saying. Mom, me orange juice. Mom, who know a strawberry? Mrebe. I was so numb. Praise the name of the Lord. Bring a scripture back. Put it in Jeep. Watch you can come in
Jeep.
Read the word. Somebody there, lower his microphone a little bit. Yeah. Read it, sir. It's all right. I think we'll manage with it. Read it, sir. I said, 3 days in the presence of God. The Spirit of God told me I am not happy with my church. Te said ye eja akasa akira abofra ne ba abofra ni ntie o se mede mani ne ho me mame o tie o tie o tie o tie o tie o tie ye mofra no won ko ha me be ko won ye we ye be ye afi ye chin a ye ba o se mede mani ne ho e chen sa wa bro de tie nya me asem ye fa nya ejuma. Everybody asks some cassettia and pratia a jamai chrono a wood dee and yachum and say, Wunum Cassia Sam, Wenumuna, Wutia Wanumuna, Ufriano Akodan and Bridge. Tina, where unions and what to ago. About the general idea, dance, die by yes, I hear. Ready, a woosa. You committed murder and you are here dancing. You should be on your knees repenting. Because God is a dangerous judge. I wish I can explain what I just said. You are. The sister will be attending when it should be blue. I'm seriously talking to the wise only. Yeah. But soon as we'll be in TSM now, and yes, it will be in TSM. This is a Kankasa. Among all the 51 languages in Ghana, this is the most common language. That is why everybody speaks it. I was in Tamale many, many years ago, and even people who have never been to the South, they understand this language. Villages, Omotikasawi. Because most of the languages are very, very heavy on the tongue. But this one is very simple. Ubiye Timikan Wedi. This is why I think you should get a tree Bible. Try and study. It's very easy to read. Very easy. I think English is even difficult. Tree is very easy. But one language that is more easier to read and write, except is speaking, read and write is Ga. As you hear it, that's how it goes. You know, read and write is Ga. But to speak it is difficult. Yeah, but tree is easy to speak. Ga, there are, you know, there are places where the tongue needs to twist. Somebody who doesn't really know the language, you say, Nibi na fio ye bne imichi. But a girl person will say, you know, we'll get to a place that me, they will go like Millie. They will twist the tongue a little bit. So then it becomes a bit difficult to speak it. But to write it and to read it is as simple.
As it sounds, that's how you write it.
When I was writing GA exams, I never did Chi in school. I never did Chi. Nobody taught me Chi in class. But in GA, when I was writing the exams, they were baby meeting sana me children. Church, praise the name of the Lord. All right, you know, was it not a binum entie
and some panwa? What is anti won't be my
patch of say, Nasa Ebinum entia assembling swa. What for you, my braba assembling home soup in
your braba assembling home? And to me, ma, so baba tenankra, Abbe Bubra Bonne, Abrava Febra did you at all, so.
It has to be a Christian here, as you can see. It is said you will be a she uniform. Will be nam no a she proce uniform. Now I hear not going to say the uniform, you be Jimmy. We need Jimmy and ya ye! It is our she nurse uniform. What would you say to you will be uniform with you not car, quite one will be a man left?
Because the uniform alone speaks. The uniform is speaking. And so if anybody does not adhere, does not lead by the prescription and compliance and obedience to the word of the Lord, the Bible said, let them look at the lives of the wives. Their life alone should be a Bible. Their life alone should be a Bible.
Let me tell you, eternity is real. When you die from here, you go somewhere. Death does not finish life. There is life after life. So this is what Job was asking in Job 14:14. If a man dies, shall he live again? It was a question. If a man dies, will he live again? Job 14:14. Put it on the screen for us. Why
do
you read the word? Yeah, I will wait until my change comes. If a man dies, will he live again? The answer is in Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27. I will give you three answers, all with scriptures. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 27. There is an appointment waiting for everybody. Whilst we are sitting here, life is nice and good and all that. And whilst we are imposing taxes and increasing, life is, you know, we're going very high and all stuff like that. Whilst we're doing all this, sir, we are all gravitating towards this place, eternity. Time will close. Eternity will begin. This is why, you know, when I look at people come into the presence of the Lord, we could take advantage and say, well, there are people here, let us impress them, let us enthuse them, let us excite them, you know, let us motivate them and let them know that God is with them and all that. Even the devil knows God is with you. Even Satan knows the Lord is with you. That if you pass through the fire, he is with you. If you go to Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 1. Fear not. I am with you. I am your God. Verse number 1. Look at that. The Bible said, but thus saith the Lord that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel. Fear not. I am your redeemer. I have redeemed you and I have called you by your name. You are mine. Your workers will be an idiot. I want to hear here. Yeni pakura mi ami wa me kra my kra de fa de bo me kra my me ready e beba
Nemi bow. My dog. Fadia Bamekra, my ninja, me ba. You are mine. Verse number 2. Interesting verse. The Bible said very clearly, when you pass through, put this in GNT. In GNT, the Bible said, when you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. I'm talking to the discouraged. Your trouble will not overwhelm you. The Bible said, when you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. That means that, sweet, that means that hard trials will come. And so when I meet that scripture in Psalm 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him from them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Which verse is that? Let's see if we have some Bible students in this way. Which verse is that? 19. Yay. 19 verse. Psalm number 34, verse number 19. I even love verse 20. But the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them from them all. What do you mean? I'm not a dorsal. I'm not a dorsal. I'm a Dorothy. They also have a Christian into a man in there to a child. You know, there is a gospel like that. But I used to change how now to be child. Troubles, you wish she am work as a meme Christian, you could not mean you am. When you're Christian, you know, you can't meet me in Brancot, and I'll be a bam, and all that. We go beach, have nice time, and all that. You don't hear preachings like what Kofi Udru is saying. He said, what be a Christian? Who couldn't you Christian? Oh, but sorry, no, yeah. What to me, yeah, Kofi Udru, Jack, Yamenu, I was some. Eda, a baby, and Munua, he can be actually also. Ede ebebe ni muno na wakike bi ya chirew. Eda ebebe mu muno na wakike odi konyame so. Oh yeah, ebi wa kugoru nyame me mansuma asa me yire ma me Kristo ni u. Na mosom ne kura mi hu ani so. Kikenze hunu sa. Eda wo benya amane o se ya no abompa. Eda amane ebeba so ya momo ya monkai me mpae bu ya monpae me njire nyame ben nyame no awedi di na tem no oni e monpae ja na nyame so de wo ye wo da ye nyame do de. My God, it's a mystery. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we shall be called the children of God. And yes, we are. Bunsha odokura ejane di adoyen simple. Yayo! Wafreye winyankupoma. It's a big mystery. Deep mystery. This is why I tell people, come to Bible study. You know, on Sunday morning, a fire is too much. You know, and the fire is too much. We are throwing missiles everywhere. On Tuesday, we take our time and teach God's word. You know, this is where we are teaching people how to be great mothers, great fathers. How we're teaching people how relationship works and all the how to lead the Christian life, how to have faith in God, how to love, how to be at peace, how to be trustworthy, and you know, how to have self-control and all that. This is the time where we can teach people how to strive to be in a narrow way. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a mom pray. This is where we teach people choir and pray. One of the things that Jesus said that I believe is very integral, I think it's Matthew chapter 11. Let me get the verse and then we will read it. Blessed are those who are not offended in me. He made
a solid retreat. It's not part of my notes, just one thing to. All right, good. Matthew chapter 11, I got it. Verse number 6, the Bible said, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Many people are already offended in Christ. When we say somebody is offended in Christ, That is the offense Jesus is talking about. Yakwa and Sampak was here, the Nipa Bibli, the report by Miss Mama Dofina, Etigumukonia, a Yabantin Senka. If you are Senka by and maybe some said you used to summa a dunumine at your son or one by, you know, he asked of a report. How did it go? And they started talking. People were excited to see us on the streets and all that. We have stickers, you know, and told that, stop away, minimum, no, may Redwood TV so many, you know, all that. Forget about those ones. I want to see what the damages are so that we can go for that. You know, and the people who may not be sorry, then I want reasons. And while they want the souls to the church, when you do that, you will, when we are introducing the souls, we ask, who brought this person or that? And then there were two people. Look at the pettiness that have thrown off a soul. And this soul, to Christ and Shiana, he's on his way to hell. And it is all because of pettiness. Now, let me talk to you about some of the pettiness in church. Pettiness in church. Now, I don't know Jesus who can't say, you said, "Yani am dema mudi ye, ena femutirim, ne mudi mechi, enya samno enen kwaji eno na ama mosame, eye diyanenu ame dema mudi ye no." Now, for example, this month, what month is this? May. This month, we are rolling our sorry Papa Mumua this month. People are already offended because our sorry Papa Mumua of true form. And I am first canama no. And I don't know if you're dramatic canama first canama. I don't know if you're a chessa. But in your own tea, it is your pettiness is already obstructing your salvation. This is one of the reasons why welfare yenye bi wa sorimo. We are where the be mensika, whatever we know, we will support you. But young country also contribute and sana ya yewa ye. We wouldn't do that. Because makwa sodia ye contribute and saya ya yen will be uncontribute. Now what the Christian and dedication, and people have come all over the place, and you will not believe the person is sitting, you know, with all his her guests and so forth and say, "Here, book, we never said here in Tiscan, yemma." And you pay big journey now to a muhintidia. So we do not want it. Pettiness in church. Ubi to me Shia will be Nanokasa. For example, like people who work with me. But baby hinted you are tough for. We meet me as she was a watching kind of Bible, no? Then you may be a PTV, so it won't name the minimum kind of Bible, my papa, minimum kind of Bible, my papa. I won't remember you TV. I won't remember you TV. Yeah. Oh, who is a coffee drawer? Up and it is no so up and it is. It is Wadani coffee drawer. Like now, then let's say that Pastor Rich, too, and so in him, three Barbara kind. You are how my man can reserve whatever I see how my number can. Hinted you at all. And Jesus Christ was woe unto the world because of offense. I think that was also Matthew chapter 16 or something. Let me get the verse. It's not part of my notes, but let us work with that. Matthew 18 rather. 18 verse number 7. Matthew chapter 18 and the 7th verse. The Bible said, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs come, but it must needs that offenses come. But woe unto the man by whom the offenses come. Put it in a different version for me. In this one, he said, doom to the world for giving these God-believing children a hard time. Okay, put it in a different version. In this one, he said, how terrible for the world that there are things that make people lose their faith. True or false? Obi ba sori akofa ne mpena na de ne chia ka fom no promise no so be ware na wa ngware no na wa san ko fu bi foforo wa sori ni e de shemeni ya e pese emami no na twe kura bunyame fi. That person will lose their faith. Straight. It is when you say, "You na ya benya mi fiye bat." See, but I ain't here ya benya mi fiye no. Baby, they free ho. Baby, they free. Hinti di enti. Baby, they free ho. And then a papa preaching, "Obo mama come for dinner, wa mama return." Idin keke. Idin bo keke. And I mean, Mobioja, sorry, and Sandy ever started W3 many years ago. Minimobioja, sorry, because oh, yeah, meniska. Wow, what, yeah, meniska. I don't know, yeah, my way, meniska. I don't know, my way, meniska. If I pay woo, mommy, jammy. Messi, wo twa mama amie wua me akogya wo ewo entesoa kwa untesoa win here sorry ye kru mu feku wo mo yesa ade achim foku nkran foku kwa foku omo ye easy. You could do that. We are here to work on our salvation. Those things are byproducts. We be wunu say asafuni koja fa bas ni akoja o. Eno no ye ye do Kristo mu do ne ye de chire o. But then ye nunti ye ba sorry. Oh, you can clap those hands. Upa ma pastor made infam bra wa sorry me ne hwe ne yiri hinti dia to. Ah, so for be started so chimp and you hear na sorry now was sorry then me dijabetum. And I'm saying, hey, Nazi wouldn't be Kazaza. Ubashin Yami Azafu. As in Yami Azafu or Mujimumbra. Hallelujah. Intidia 20 watch a gahomi into any one journey to Yachira.
Sintidia 2.
Read the word.
Sintidia 20, we are Sindia.
Was he Intidia 20, we are Sindia.
Now, if you say Sintidia 2, bad year.
Yeah, Messi to send them for me, no, my bar, sorry. Nabaqua Jabaco fiance. Me see, I come my best say, sister. Congratulations to Kwan Grofoku International. But I don't even want to listen to what he has saying. It's a distraction to life. Grofoku International, one more day, ye, it be in a building, and be yet, yet, Hato. Tana, I shall call Shinibe food, Jamanfui. Can you just imagine that recently, this week here, Chinese forces, as it was in front of one of the newspapers, that Chioma, they are not nationals of this country, and yet they are holding Ghana card. Yeah, Chinese near any more Ghana card. But I call the Kwame Appiah. Kwame Appiah. Ghana mu yario. Shadi angaza. Kwame Appiah. When we go Kwame Appiah, then nim koko. Kwame Appiah. Ukuta Ghana card as a citizen of the Republic of Ghana. Eren wunya. Until you are two nebi no no. Obi oya Ghana ni oko sideline ye man ka. Na akwe yo mani nkiti nkiti oko ye. Ayana card amane dada. Adia ye nyan kan wey, you know. Ye be wey opa peche da kwen. Be wuno se, you know, oso fose da ben na mimi huno, oso fose da ben ye be wuno. Bibi a brim sheni dro so. Oh, it's a sign. The sign is also a sign. We want to say, oh, Papa, my list, laptop will move it to you, generator will move it to you, as I see will move it to you. Because they're after something. And what Tina BMFA or no one Yemno or Tua Gul, what? You'll be offended. I'm telling you. And you see, marriages like that have very faulty foundations. The Bible said, if the foundation be destroyed, what will the righteous do? So even the righteous with a faulty foundation can do nothing. A faulty foundation. One would die every on mareo. Obin one in timina ebrawareo. Think about it. This is the generation where we need to marry God-fearing people. I'm serious. Me wareo. Mama Rita T. Eda metimin sa aboni save. I have lost that honor, respect. I have lost that dignity. Say Christ. Try it. You will be tuning now. What I say? I'm telling you. Say, man. This. Remember, guys, I'm joking. They ran into the tour to the point that, yeah, ba sorry, yeah, you late. Why you here? We hear you couldn't be to me at 2 hinted. You ever have a turn? I ran for us. The question, yeah, be young, come on, young, and never, yeah, be young, if you hadn't was say, Wakuma. Well, why, I don't say, Wakuma. Benjamin, you come out and then come young and then you know about and pee the water. If you're hopeful, not as a moko baby. Hey, who best is one cow? Well, come on, everybody say sweet. Yeah, it's a young and term now. Yeah, catch it. And check if you drew his ear on check and tell you and tell me. Nice. Sia Kurokro. And Yamanwa would be Yawyan Ukrono, Mofranisia. You are not telling them to learn, but they are learning. And very soon, that they will see that to be the right thing. Omonso Kowari and have that kind of life. And you may even call it a generational curse. No, it is a wrong precedence, a bad foundation. That is what it is. Offenses. And now, what they shame of him. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes take a break. Serve breakfast in bed. Husband and wife. It's nice. More and more, courtship. We invite somebody out. Move through a single room. I'm going to pay table, baby. I'm going to answer. Yeah. Single room as your Bible study. Wa how am I? We be single room. Yeah, we seen the drawers. Wa hatem. I want to go to Bible study. Simple. Anga well. We on ma or ahuma one day. Same penalty. All right. So me catch you say. What did I say? But what did I do? What did I do? You are doing a draw so I sense so ni brazy and so come. Mama comfort me, my summer make a yeah, you free quo need to miss Sahoma. I won't petty. Tia! In 10 minutes, I'm done, but let me say this to you. On Sunday, I was talking to you about, you know, God is repairing the church. And Zan will be because there is a reparation going on. That means the thing is broken down that needs fixing. Many people's hearts are broken down. We pray in tongues, but our heart is broken. We pray in tongues, we dance, we sing hallelujah, but we are broken. Serious. Me, I want somebody to explain to me. Will be our Timmy or a great revivalist or sitting in Sanangrofu or Tigu. But on any hearing tea, the same with Chile Michelin. O Baba, I could pen our 2 feet on 1 10 toy. Hungrungrung fan. What china ones are no mood, Tigu? I was here, check it in Tiguono, in Tiguono. If you are no more tremor. Michael Jackson, Tias, and any patriman, or back. Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson. So, oh, Ben, I'm a no mutigu. Oh, yeah. Michael Jackson, yes, or coffee, or be an. What's Michael? Hey! Michael Jackson slaying. Michael, not worth it. Near Bonin Zoo. Michael, the Nadia call, answer any away. So, something needs fixing. One of the things that has to be fixed is the heart. I told you, the heart, the conscience, the motives, it has to be fixed. Usuwe Christo ni, you cannot serve God with a damaged heart. Why are you envious of somebody and be a born again believer? Why are you envious? Oh, clap those hands. My Lord, church one is envious of church B. Something is wrong.
So why can't you say, Minia, I was speaking to a bishop friend of mine. We want to invite him to Accra to come and bless us in this year's Reloaded. And I was speaking to him. He said, I can't wait to be in Ghana. I said, why, Bishop? He said, because I want that anointing on you. So I need an impartation. I said, how can a bishop need an impartation? That is the Spirit of God. Revelation. Now we gonna ship out. The leadership of Despite Media had invited you. They had invited you and assigned you. They've given you an opportunity on TV, on radio. I will sow a seed for that. $100, did it? Okay, I said, wait, give me $100. Now I say, Sam comes away, dear. Me here. Bompaya mama say, Nya mema nimbrem. And he laid hands on me, prayed for me.
Wow.
1 month after that, it happened. 1 month, it happened. Yeah. Who say, Unia will be. Ah, sister, what chedie, dear. Bompaya mama. Emma when nimbre. Don't be envious. You can't fight a blessed man. No, you can't fight a blessed woman. If a woman is in her time of favor, oh, you are fighting a losing battle. There are 7 people you must never fight. Never fight. 7 people you must never fight. I will tell you 4. 1. You must never in your life fight people who have opened doors for you, fed you, honored you, given you life. Never fight them. Even if they want to fight you, avoid it. Number 2. Oh yeah, you can clap your hands. Never fight them. Number 2. Never fight anointed and covenant people. Nipa bi wo ho a oni nyame wa pam wo de wonsa kan wo de wonsa kenyame apam tie de meka. Oh, you can clap your hands. You can clap. Number 3, never fight a woman or a man in his or her season. Obi season ba we kure free nyame we kure no onyo ve no ko. Monajo, ajo, hey. Hello, morning. Yeah, you can don't fight people who are in their season. I keep telling people, me kura mentia siye di ngami yano, me kura mentia siye, you know. So never fight a man or a woman in their season. Last one, and I'll give you the 3 sometime in the future. Never fight a favorite man or woman. Are we seeing your time? Don't go there. A favorite person, everything is working for them. Oh yeah, everything is working for them. Everything is working. Don't fight them. So you see people lifted and blessed. That's what Minia. I know you are favored. I connect to your favor. That is Christianity. That they all may be one. That is Jesus' words. Those are Jesus' words. That they all may be one. Can I proceed further? Yeah. That they all may be one. Yeah. And
what you are now quoting Christ now, what you want others to do unto you, do likewise unto them. If you want to be cared for, care for. If you want to be appreciated, appreciate. You know, especially in marriage, a lot of people don't know that. Obi owa opese, oka thank you, oka I'm sorry, but ono anga sa unimka. Ompesa watia no, but ono tia tia. You don't expect that to work. Upe respect, then you must be able to show respect. Then respect comes to you. But umuho. Me your ba me ya uyere ube petri so. But unyare be 2 days. Umotu mu blaste. Wa ninte mu blaste. Wa hem mu blaste. Utru mu blaste. I'm your pastor. And I'm the mama going, but I don't have any. I'm your pastor. She will see you. Can you just imagine there is a wedding here and I say, now you may kiss your bride. This guy is not, and you have not been brushing your teeth for 3 months. Mami baba nenum. Yeah. Uda nshla, uda agdoku, uta anu keba kiss moku. How is that going to work? Diwuhuni. You know, uba sorry nan crop for pepe and sister who you ham. Yeah, perfume you were great. You were tulale. Tulale no see you were higher grade. Higher grade of tulale. Tulale ni be were short and answer. Gawe for no. The omotombo to bottle and oh, you know, and then we have that one that goes upgrade. And on whose prayer within just 30 minutes, that's is fine. Yeah, no, opa, ube drew prayer, no special. Now, within 30 minutes, Nash, and all that, and we say, and how 50 Ghana. 50 Ghana does. Oh, you are in that club. Jinao Nash. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. All right, put back the 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 1. Let me read it to verse number 6. And this is for the Bible said, likewise, wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if anybody obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. In the next verse, interestingly, put it in GNT, he says, while they behold your chaste conversation, couple, because they will see how pure and reverent your conduct is. In this language, born again without Abrabopa. You know, mommy police, the interesting thing is that if you want to be a straight child of God in this country, it's a very difficult thing. In the corporate world, there is too much distortion, too much contamination. There are people in the workplace that will make you fall. Not by adultery or mistake. The corruption is on the heights. You can get a degree without studying. You can pass an exam without writing it. That is the life I'm talking about. You can have, Pastor Rich was telling us something. ECG 4 call, baby. So, you know, they went to that particular place. Crophone, you meet another Ashemu life. The year free prepaid, you know, they are direct. And we match 40 meter above no major. No major, you must see. Now, you know, and they left. The 40 meters, some yeah. It 5 years. Direct. We just saw them, Yami, dear, Onyemo. We him one can say, Yemi. Praise the name of the Lord. Raise your hands and speak in other tongues. In the name of Jesus, Gispradaka Vando Shala Badaka Zirada Kovrende Karoske Makarana Nakita Roske Parande Jesus Gizirada Dabaharodeke Paris Avrindo Mrakash Parakate Tara Gadeza. Ah, my God, T Parando Zululiria. Kapandira katura da gaze, shapira kafino kroske. Hey! Tikala lolo monta. Palios katada da. Raise it up, raise it up. Somebody in the name of Jesus. Ah, let there be a revival in your spirit. Let there be a stirring of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Tikado bo robede de koza. Marando Priyanturu de Katada Yakoko Salia Antere Yabadaba Antudaba Andesh Piranya Antere Ho Rabadaba Handeno Ho Shadada Stadada Shadada. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. See Anana, a party Anana, a tea Anana, Stabba, hallelujah. Now I want you to present your Christian life before the Holy Spirit. Sister, yet you will be, everybody's life is going to be placed on a winnowing fan. But you know, your brother be gunguswa powers. I want you to ask the Lord, may I be your pleasure? Fill me with your spirit. May I be a child you are well pleased in. May I be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. May I be a praise to your holy name. Come on, your two hands are on your heart. Speak to your Father. Speak to your Father. Speak to your Father. We close with that. Speak to your Father. Speak to your Father. Oh, we close with that. Speak to your Father. Hey, yaro romada kavreka demono koshke vrino sprikada. Rekenene maroko nekra haskre vreneka. Jida barahando brekereno kofrisk. Pima! Si yada kadeke vereko. Rande marakaske vrino kota. Kikone katene kabriske. Mrakademo kojimneke. Hey! Kikikikado hoj. I say to a Duma Shebra Densa, or Satan and Shebra Densa, commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Your enterprise, your business, your trade, yeah, your livelihood, bring it before the throne of God. Pray for your relationships, your marriage, your children, your finances. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can think, ask, or imagine. Zero! Father, I honor you. I give you praise. You are a wonder. Be exalted. Take all the glory. Faithful are you. You do miracles. As we stand here, if there is anybody going through any challenge whatsoever, come through speedily in a timely intervention. I pray for the woman that is trusting you for the blessings of the womb. You have done it for so many women. Now I pray you do it for your daughter. I pray for every single person in this place. We know that by the close of this year, your kindness will make the way. You will settle your daughter. You will settle your son. I declare that the blessing of God will come over you in an overwhelming, overflowing manner. There will be signs of God's goodness in your life. You will never lack, no matter the changes of the cost of living in Accra. But God will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. Oh, by Christ Jesus, I declare you blessed. Go and excel in Jesus' precious name. You are never the same again. You are favored. I commit all our online audience into the hands of the Lord, and I declare he will supply all your needs also and show you his face and his grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Ah, clap your hands. I'm closing with that. When somebody shouts, to the team. Hallelujah. Pick up your offerings, we're closing. This is your Thanksgiving. I want this seed to be your key to a financial release to you. May God grant you the harvest in Jesus' precious name. Whatever you are doing, may the Lord prosper that cause. In the name of Jesus. You guys online, the numbers are on your screen. As always, to the glory of God.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, oh, oh, fear.
Come and engage now.
Hey, and now I know.
For them. God bless you. If today is your first time, thank you for coming. We love you and may God bless you. Today is your first time watching us. A great joy and a blessing. Tomorrow is for us in Bible. Can see it. I can't wait.
Doesn't matter what you want. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.